You've probably heard the term Hold'em, and no, I'm not talking about a Beyoncé track or even the lyrics to a Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler. I'm not even talking about Texas Hold'em, the game that made Doyle Brunson, Phil Hellmuth, Chris Moneymaker famous, and the game that fueled the online poker boom in the 2000s. No, today we're looking at Casino Hold'em, an offshoot of Texas Hold'em with similar rules, but with one big difference: it's played against the house. Casino Hold'em is growing in popularity among the live casino games at PlayOjo, so it's time to see why. Welcome to the Ojo Show. To understand Casino Hold'em, we need to go back a few years to the early days of poker in the States. The original poker game, Texas Hold'em, became popular in the 60s in Vegas. It was the game used to determine the World Series of Poker champion, and half a century later, Texas Hold'em is still the game used in the World Series main event. In Texas Hold'em, players are competing against each other. All the casino does is host the game. And that is where Texas Hold'em and Casino Hold'em are very different. Casino Hold'em was invented around 2000 and it landed in the UK in 2007. It's a pretty close relative of its Texas cousin, but it's you against the dealer. Here's how the game works. The aim of Casino Hold'em is to make a better five-card poker hand than the dealer. You can use your two cards and any of the five community cards in the middle of the table to make your best hand. The better your hand, the more you win. Remember, we're using standard poker hand rankings here. So the worst hand is a high card. That's basically where you don't even have a pair. And the next one is one pair, then two pairs, then three of a kind, a straight, a flush, and so on, right up to a straight flush and a royal flush. In Casino Hold'em, you place an initial bet called the ante, and you get dealt two cards. They're called your hold cards. We also get to see the first three community cards in the middle of the table. That's called the flop. And now you have to decide whether to call. That's one more bet that's double the size of your first bet. Or you can fold and lose your first bet. At this point, all we've got is our two cards and the three cards in the middle. So we've got a five-card hand, but how do we know if it's good enough to spend another double-sized bet? I'll get to that bit later on. For now, let's say we like our hand and we call. Now we get to see the fourth and fifth community cards. That's the turn and the river. And we get to see the dealer's hold cards too. Remember, we're trying to make the best five-card poker hand from our two hold cards and the five cards in the middle. The dealer is also doing the same. This part is called the showdown. If our hand is better than the dealer's, we win. If it's worse, we lose. And if it's the same, we tie and get our money back. For the ante bet, things are that simple. If we win, the payout odds depend on what hand we have. If we've got a straight or less, then it's even money. That's 1-1 on your money. A flush is 2-1. A full house is 3-1. And things get a bit more exciting if you get hands like 4 of a kind. Then you get 10-1. You get 20-1 for a straight flush and 100-1 for a royal flush. Now, I've played a lot of poker and straight flushes don't come along too often. Even 4 of a kind is pretty rare, to be honest. So Casino Hold'em's definitely one of those casino games where if you win, it'll be a bit like blackjack. Lots of even money payouts, a few kind of 2-1s, maybe some 3-1s. The rules for the call bet are slightly different because the dealer has to qualify in order for you to win. Now, I'm not going to go into that rule right now. I'm going to leave a link in the description for this show. There's a great article on how to play Casino Hold'em on the PlayOjo blog. You don't really need to know about the qualify rule. The software does all of that for you. Basically, it does everything except decide if you want to call or fold. And that's the tricky part. How do you know if your two-card hand plus the three cards on the flop is good enough to call? Well, that's your call. I mean, literally, it's your call. And there's no hard and fast strategy for Casino Hold'em like there is in blackjack. But here's what I use to make that choice. If I get any pair or any draw, that means I could make a flush or a straight if I get the right card on the turn or the river, then I call. If I have none of that, I've got zilch. I got squat, and it's probably time to fold and live to fight another day. Remember, the call bet is twice as much as your ante, so it's an important decision. I should say those are my rules of thumb. I'm not advocating a specific Casino Hold'em strategy here, and what I've just said won't improve your odds of winning, as Casino Hold'em is essentially a game of chance. However, obviously, you don't want to be folding your good hands or calling with rags. One question that gets asked by people who've played Texas Hold'em but haven't played Casino Hold'em is, can you bluff in Casino Hold'em? And the answer is no. In Texas Hold'em, you're in a hand against another player, or maybe more than one player, and you can win it two ways. One is by having the best hand at showdown, and the other is by betting and forcing your opponents to fold. In Casino Hold'em, you always go to showdown against the dealer, so there's no opportunity to make them fold, and therefore you can't bluff in Casino Hold'em. It's all about getting lucky and getting a really strong hand at the right time. If you want to play Casino Hold'em online, you'll be playing live dealer tables. So for some reason, there's no RNG version that you can play against the computer. It's live dealer only, but that's like a quality premium version of the game anyway. Your choice is live Casino Hold'em from Evolution Gaming, or the same game from Playtech. The minimum bet is 50p, which makes it nice and affordable, but just bear in mind that if you call, that's another pound. So I see the minimum bet as actually £1.50. It's a great little game, all the fun and drama of the flop, turn and river, but none of the complex dynamics that you get in multiplayer Texas Hold'em against other players. Give it a go, see what you think. As always, have fun, play safe, and thanks for listening. Feel the fun. Play Ojo.